You can't handle the truth.
Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in here. As we go through our day, we know that there's a lot of things out there that continue to not make a lot of sense, including the fact that Ukraine is now being blamed for the Nord Stream pipeline explosion, which, what? We're the ones that did that. Biden even told you he was going to do it. Why are we doing this? Well, including NPR out there continuing to spread lies, and then we have the outrage that really should be affecting us all, that we have a Christian man who was quoting Bible scriptures in front of a gay pride celebration, has been arrested and has been taken to jail because the sergeant that was standing there just felt it was completely unnecessary for him to quote scriptures in the presence of Satan. How dare he do that? Right? So, well, now he's got an arrest record. That should end well, doesn't it? Anyway, we do have a lot more of that news coming up, and we have a commercial break. We'll be right back.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Price of Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for sticking around after that commercial. Guys, if you have any questions or comments, get a hold of me at thejimpriceshow.com. Thejimpriceshow.com. That's where my website is. Merchandise store and other things over there. You can go check out what we're doing. And you can get a hold of me over there. You can direct message me as well. Remember, I'm on all the different social media platforms. And make sure that if you guys want to have that conversation about things I say that may not seem accurate, may seem a little bit crazy, well, talk to me. We'll see what we can come up with, because the problem is as long as we're continuing talking, if we continue to talk, we're going to get better. If we don't talk, that's the problem. If we don't talk, we're going to continue to get worse. They can divide us as much as they can. We have to come together. We have to get a unified voice moving forward and be the difference makers going in the future. Well, let's go on to this. YourNews.com has an article out. U.S. had intel on Ukraine plot to sabotage Nord Stream pipeline months before the blast. This is coming out from the Daily Caller. Also says the Biden administration knew of Ukraine's plot to destroy the Nord Stream pipeline 1 month prior to the blast. Now, guys, the Daily Caller is going to go down this path, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with this. Post it on yournews.com. I think it's fine that they want to have this conversation, but let's just get real honest with each other. The potato in chief, that guy who's been, you know, been known to be getting his piece out of the Ukrainian money and all the other money laundering is the Biden family's done around the world. Well, that guy came out and said just 2-3 months before the explosion, you better be careful. We're going to blow up your pipeline or whatever it is or however he sounds or whoever's playing this guy. Got up to say that. And then suddenly, just after we got through playing or was playing war in the same area the Nord Stream pipeline was at, it blew up. So then we had a Navy SEAL who came out and said, hey, by the way, we set the debt charges on that. We are the ones that got everything set up. And then they later remotely detonated that pipeline. Hello? Have we forgotten all that? Have we gotten so short-minded that we're not going to pay attention to that part? Well, let's continue. And by the way, and for us to blame it on Ukraine, it's like trying to say that, you know, the dog farted. Come on, guys. Don't blame it on the dog. Don't do that. Just accept it as yours. You know, America did it. We're trying to make sure to weaken the European Union as well as Russia. We were trying to make sure that they had to pay more for gas and do all these other things. We know this is what's going on. Why do we play this game of semantics? Well, let's read what the Daily Caller has here. The operation planned to take place just after Allied naval exercises ended on June 7th. Exactly what I just told you. The intelligence summary says, however, German officials also said certain details of the plan fit a picture that is slowly emerging of pro-Ukraine special forces. Pro-Ukraine special forces operators who assumed fake identities, rented a commercial sailing vehicle, and planned the explosives near the pipeline sometime in September. No. Anyway, maybe there's something else to come out here. Let's see. While the intelligence document only referenced the Nord Stream pipeline, the September incident targeted both Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2. President Joe Biden called the attack a deliberate act of sabotage and pledged to get to the bottom of exactly what happened, according to the Post. Guys, we did it. We sent our guys in there. It's all part of the plan. Destabilize Europe, destabilize Russia, make sure that Ukraine is now the one who did it because they're super great military strong power across the world, even though they're this little bitty country. Suddenly, how they're reaching out to take on one of the largest military powers on Earth. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to go do that. That makes zero sense, really. I mean, even if you're trying to be a big boy and go out and play war with the big boys, you're just not going to do something like that. And the fact that we're out there blaming on them, oh, it was my brother. Oh, it was my sister. Oh, the dog did it. My dog ate my homework. I mean, what do you... Come on, guys. This is just ridiculous. But anyway, we'll move on. I mean, that was a pretty transparent article, don't you think? All right, UNews.com has Oversight Chairman Comer to hold FBI Director Wray in contempt of Congress over Biden doc alleging crime scheme. House Oversight and Reform Committee Chairman Comer breaks down plans to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. He says the FBI brought the document in question, an FBI-generated FD-1023 form that allegedly described a $5 million crime scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions in Capitol Hill Monday, Comer said. Let's see. The FBI initially offered to allow Comer to review the document in the FBI headquarters, but amid Comer's threats to hold FBI Director Wray in contempt of Congress, the Bureau offered an additional accommodation by bringing the physical document to Capitol Hill. Oh, you don't have to come to our office. We'll come to you. We're not going to give you a copy of it. We're just going to hold it back here and say, read it. Can you see it? Read it. I don't even have anything up to hold up there. It's like, oh, hey, can you read this? Come on. Am I moving it too fast? Look at it. Look what we're doing. Seriously, guys, this is what they were wanting you to believe is acceptable behavior. And this is going on in real time. But we go on. It said, given the severity and complexity of the allegations contained within the record, Congress must investigate further, Comer said. The investigation is not dead. This is only a beginning. Now, guys, if you think that old pedo-in-chief Joey has only done a little bit of money laundering with $5 million, you've been under a rock. This guy has had his fingers in everything. And the sad part of it is, I think it's a twofold hit we're going to see that, yes, they let Biden win because we had to show everybody how they stole the election. And I do believe that they let him win because now we get to talk about him all the time. If he had lost, he would have drifted out like, what were some of those weirdos we used to have? Dukakis and all these ones that you've never even heard of again that ran for office. The ones that lost, you never hear from again. Well, this guy, he wanted to win so bad. He was so important. I got to have that win. Well, he got himself in office, and now we get to talk about his laundry. Oh, yeah, that dirty laundry he's been stringing out across the world and all over this country. And sad part of it is he doesn't really seem to understand how bloodlines work. You just don't do that with your family, man. What are you doing? Your son is a weirdo. He's been doing a lot of weird stuff, just the weird sexual stuff. And then we got all the drugs and all the other stuff he's been doing on top of it. But then he's been paying you $50,000 a month for rent for a house that he doesn't live in. But he doesn't have enough money to pay his child support in Arkansas, but flew on a $55,000 charter jet to get to the hearing to say he doesn't have money to pay child support. You guys are weird, man. I mean, seriously, think about this. You guys are really far out there, Biden. You guys got to, and I don't care which Biden we're talking about, from Jill and the cousins and the dad and the grandpa and the mom and the dad, whatever. All of them. They're a bunch of weirdos. And I know Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, you know, and Hillary and Uncle Bill are just as bad as Joey and the others. But we don't want to talk about that, right? Well, what about Anthony Weiner's laptop that has Uma Aberdeen and Hillary on there eating the face off of a child? Oh, that's not real, Jim. Well, yes, it is. Again, guys, this is not fictitious. This is all real. We have to continue to talk about this, and we got to get louder about it because it seems to be that you guys are getting awfully soft, and you're kind of accepting it as normal, which is part of the plan because they really don't want to have to hold themselves accountable for all the things that they've done and all the child trafficking, human trafficking they've done globally. Let's move on. Tired of all that, you know, that guy blowing up pipelines, money laundering. Oh, yeah, who knows? Let's do this. The Gateway Pundit put out, the NPR publishes hit piece on Gateway Pundit loaded with personal smears but won't refute our reporting. So today we are releasing a new video and evidence and information on the Eric system. On Sunday, NPR published a hit piece on Gateway Pundit, several conservative investigators and politicians. The article was in defense of a highly controversial vote or roll maintenance system, the Election Registration Information Center, ERIC, E-R-I-C. If it has an acronym, get rid of it. It sucks. I don't know. It just seems to be a pattern. Every time something changes, we used to have Kentucky Fried Chicken where we used lard and chicken and some batter and we made some really great crispy chicken and we could eat it and didn't give you the runs. Now we have KFC and that stuff sucks. I don't know. Figure it out. You know, we've got these people out there doing acronyms. Every time it goes to acronyms, it just goes crazy. That's my personal take on it. There are three versions of the same NPR story using different titles. A couple of them list several names, staff names and roles, and that they also use staff from their investigation desk. So below is a sum of what they listed and shows seven names without including staff from the investigation desk. Now, says NPR site, this story was brought to you by voting correspondent Miles Parks and NPR's investigations desk. Well, who are those people? Who are these sources? Are they just alleged sources? Are they real? Who knows? It was produced by Monica and edited by Ben and Barry. This episode was produced by Monica and Ben and Barry. Data reported by Nick. Fact-checking by Barbara. Engineering by James. Okay? Roughly half of a dozen NPR staff were recently assigned to publish a 600-word article defending the ERIC voting registration system. Journalists, investigators, editors, and even a producer were involved. They scoured hundreds of thousands of social media posts to determine exactly when the concerns about ERIC started. They discovered that the Gateway Pundit reported it back in 2022. Well, I know I've been talking about this stuff for almost a decade, but you know, what do I know? The sad part of it is that this is going on. This is how they do it. We write hit pieces about each other, and instead of actually just talking about the facts, let's talk about the facts of the subject and let you figure out what's going on. Let's not attack each other and make it a personal issue. I mean, we could do that all day long. Name calling never gets anything done except for causes hurt feelings and distractions. And we really don't have a good ending to the thing. So let's just get the facts out there, be as transparent as possible, and then we know that we'll actually have better information to make good decisions with. And have a discerning heart to know that, hey, this is how we should act or not act about this. But we can't do that because we're too busy calling each other names. You're a bad guy, and you're a conspiracist, and, whoa, you like Alex Jones, and, whoa, you're this, and you're that, and RFK, well, he's, oh, gosh. They got to be exhausted over there, don't you think, of all the stuff they have to come up with? They're always imagining new things to say. It's pretty neat, I guess that's why they call them writers and not really reporters, but. What do I know? All right, guys, we do have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package, emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol, or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for sticking around at that commercial break. We got our next article coming out. The Gateway Pundit has another article here. It says, outrageous Christian man arrested for reciting Bible verses at Pride event in Pennsylvania. Now, there's actually an article, a video of this. I've watched it, and I really don't know what the guy did prior to the video starting, but man, this sergeant, and I can't quite see his name there, this sergeant, whatever this guy's name is, this white guy, he really got aggressive with this gentleman for quoting scriptures in the streets. How dare that man bother to say something biblical in front of a bunch of Satan worshipers? Oh, then LGBTQ is not Satan worshipers? Okay, I'll agree with you. Not all are. But it sure seems weird that these people want to go around and put their bump and uglies against each other and say that that's how relationships should be and I should demonstrate those things on the streets and in front of children at all times. Are you saying that's some type of holy behavior? No, that's some demon stuff that we should not be participating in. And the sad part of it is this guy actually going out there and speaking scriptures is probably driving most of them insane. The fact that really the demon inside of that police officer, I don't know. It just seems really radical that the guy all of a sudden just flips out and arrests the guy. If you actually watch the video, it's kind of disturbing that he's like, oh, you can't do that. It's public property. I can walk on the sidewalk and sing Star Spangled Banner until my eyes fall out. I could quote scripture if I'd like. And that's what he did. And the thing is, that man immediately grabbed him and had to handcuff him. And then if he wasn't cooperating the right way, well, he went ahead and put him up against the wall. While two other police officers stood there and watched it happen, and actually participated in the final handcuffing of the man. Shame on us, America. This is your police department. You want me to support the thin blue line? You want me to get all behind the back of the blue stuff? Well, you guys got to start doing some soul searching inside of your little groups here, because this kind of behavior shows that you do not know what you're doing and you are far outside the Constitution. You are not protecting my freedoms and liberties. You are not ensuring my freedom. You are defaulting to incarceration. You're not defaulting to freedom. The Constitution limits you as a public servant, never limits the person. Imagine what the First Amendment is being told. Hey, by the way, it's free speech, but well, not right now, maybe later, but not in this space, but over there, but not on this public space, but on that public space. Well, as long as I'm tired of it, I'm going to go ahead and arrest you. This is what you want me to support, right? You want me to support the thin blue line. You want me to get behind this, but what have we done in the First Amendment in just this one action? Folks, America is a constitutional republic. If you don't understand what that means, a constitutional republic, a republic has the word servant in it. The word democracy has leadership in it. If you read both the democracy and republic, you read those definitions, they're identical except for one word here and one word here. One, and the democracy is a leader. In a republic, they're a servant. And how are we to say that this guy is a servant to the people? How is he protecting the First Amendment? Well, he's not. He's abusing us. And we cannot stand for this. If one citizen has been offended, then we should all be offended. If one vote was tallied wrong, then we should all be offended. If there is one child having a grown man gyrate his junk in front of a child, we should all be offended. I'm tired of having this conversation over and over again. But here I am, because why? You guys are letting it happen. If you don't like what I have to say, well, write me an email, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com. You are the problem. You are the reason it's happening. You're letting the thin blue line get away with it. You're letting these people put their things in front of children. You need to stand up, because I'm tired of reading about it. I'm tired of having to report on it. Why don't you guys stand up and push back, and I don't have to do this anymore. And I can go talking about roses and squirrels and birds and how great we have it here in America. I can't do that. Because you're not standing up and doing what you have to do to get your life right, to make sure that these people don't put their junk in children's faces. Think about it. I can't do it by myself. You guys have to do it as we the people. Remember, we have always been the answer, and we are never limited by the Constitution. Only the government has been limited by the Constitution. Do not fall for their rhetoric. This is not a democracy. It is a republic. They are our servants. They are not our leaders. And until we get this straight, we'll continue to have this problem. And until you stand up, I have to read about it. So let's do both each other a favor and stand up and get this over with. And we move on with life and actually be good to each other and have a great country that we don't have to think about these people doing these things. All right, moving on after that big roll for a while. Gateway Pundit has another article out here. Postal Service releases final report. Contract driver Jesse Morgan vindicated. Report confirms he hauled trailer of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in late October 2020. Oh my goodness. This is exactly what I've been talking about since 2016, 2018, 2020, 2022, and 2023, going into 2024. I have told you guys this over and over again. I have seen the photographic evidence of the 500,000 ballots being shipped from Arizona to Georgia. As the gap-toothed lady told her, everybody, oh, we have another 500,000 ballots to still count, because she knew that shipment of 500,000 ballots in Georgia during that special Senate race right there in 2022, yeah, that was going to... We need to count these ballots. How did she know there was 500,000 less? Because she ordered 500,000 more. Or 500,000 left. She ordered those 500,000. Guys, they're doing it right in front of your face. And by the way, if one ballot is inaccurate, one person has not been able to vote, one person's vote has been taken away, we should all be offended. That's how this works. Remember, Stalin said, I would rather arrest 9 innocent people than to ever let one criminal go. You listen to me. Stalin said, I would rather arrest 9 innocent people than to let one criminal go. But yet, our Constitution is defined as, I would rather let 9 criminals go than to offend one single American citizen. Be mindful of what they've been doing to us. It sounds an awful lot like they would rather just arrest us all and let God figure it out later. Freedoms and liberties are your job. Individual freedoms and individual liberties. We have to be the right people at the right time. Let's go ahead and go down through this. It says, the new information was made public at a press conference by the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, a national constitutional litigation organization. The project said that they have sworn declarations that state over 300,000 ballots are at issue in Arizona, 548,000 are in Michigan, 204 in Georgia, and now 121,000 in Pennsylvania. They claim that their evidence reveals multi-state illegal efforts by USPS workers to influence the election in at least three of the six swing states. The whistleblower statements include potentially hundreds of thousands of completed absentee ballots being transported across three state lines in a trailer filled with ballots disappearing and a trailer of ballots disappearing in Pennsylvania. Attorney Phil Klein from Kansas said 100,000 to 130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots for the 2020 general election were shipped from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where those ballots and the trailer in which they were shipped disappeared. Truck driver Jesse Morgan was present at the press conference and spoke for 9 minutes about his unbelievable ordeal. Morgan was tasked with delivering completed ballots in Pennsylvania from New York State. This is his comment here. Jesse Morgan says, In total, I saw 24 Gaylords or large cardboard containers of ballots loaded into my trailer. These Gaylords contain plastic trays. I call them totes or trays of ballots stacked on each other. All the envelopes were the same size. I saw the envelopes had return addresses. They were completed ballots. Yeah, that's your country, folks. That's your election. Those were your votes that were watered down and washed away, because this is how they steal your elections. They do it inside the computer. They do it with ballot stuffing. They do it with mail-in ballots. They know what they're doing. They know how to do it, and they've been doing it for a long time. I guess when you guys are done living this way, man, let me know, and I will gladly stand up with you and fight until we have won. I would rather fight on my feet than die on my knees. I'm tired of this. But I do get to read one more article about LGBTQ. Come on, folks. We got to stand up. We cannot continue to let this go on. But let's move on here. Gateway Pundit. Human Rights Campaign declares a national state of emergency. Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, emergency, emergency. Oh, all hands on deck. What? A national state of emergency for LGBTQ people claims homophobia causes gays to flee their home. What? Who's fleeing their home? What are you talking about? Let's see. The Human Rights Campaign, America's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer civil rights organization. Please, folks, please. Let's stop talking. Can we stop having these articles? Would you please fight against this? Can you please stand up so I don't have to do these articles anymore? Declared a national state of emergency for members of the LGBTQY plus community on Tuesday. The group's president, Kelly Robinson, claims public dissent against the LGBTQ community has forced many gay and trans people to flee their homes. These people are leaving. They're living in a state of emergency. The multiplying threats facing millions of our community are now just, they're not just perceived, they are real. So they didn't imagine them. They weren't just perceived, they're real, tangible, and dangerous. In many cases, they are resulting in violence against these people, forcing families to uproot their lives and flee their homes in search of safer states. Ooh! Are you kidding me? Seriously. What the? Guys, please. Can we stop having these conversations about these articles? Can we please find these people and just say, you know what? We're not going to participate in this. You're not going to do this in front of kids. Can we move on? Take your sexuality, put it back in your bedroom where it belongs. I don't care what you do. I don't want to be involved in it, but you can't do it in front of kids. You're not going to do it in front of me, and I'm not going to pay for it. Please, America, the world. tired of having this conversation. I'm tired of reading these articles. I don't want to live in this world like this anymore. I want to believe that our freedoms and liberties are out there and that these people can hold their stuff back, that I don't have to be changing my life and they're not putting their stuff in my face. How it works. All right, guys, remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in. We will win, I promise. Don't make promises I can't keep. Guys, we do win this. We know that God wins, but we need you to stand up so that we can end this. Thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. Like I said, if you have questions, comments, get a hold of me. I'm Jim Price, Jim Price with Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
You can't handle the truth.